Whoa.
Let's calm the fuck down before somebody says something they regret. It's not often I find myself the voice of reason, but as my darling wife faced down two snarling Sir Skilda, I feel the need to try and cool her boiling temper. Now, for those who don't know, the Sir Skilda are Sweden's special forces, the kind of soldiers you don't want to fuck with. Our meeting started pleasant enough, with Megan and I enjoying a night out in a club in Stockholm, when, much to our surprise, two locals recognised us. We got to chatting with the couple who, I must admit, were as stereotypically Swedish as you can possibly imagine, and by that I mean they were fucking gorgeous. Elsa and Lily were their names. Elsa was blonde, about 5'6", and absolutely ripped. Toned and athletic, she was a right little powerhouse. Lily, on the other hand, was brunette, taller, and lithe. Athletic still, but without the raw power Elsa's body had. In my profession, you can't help but measure up every woman you see, and my God, did those two measure. So when they came over to us, all smiles and flirtatious glances, I could not be happier. We chatted and drank and laughed and giggled. We were on the edge of our seats as they talked about their exploits in the Swedish Special Forces. And they listened intently as we regaled them with our tales of our various matches, sometimes as allies, and before our marriage, often against each other. All in all, the evening was really quite lovely. Until Megan made a comment about always wishing she could try out some special forces training. Elsa smiled and Lily outright laughed. Megan, confused, asked what was so funny, and the two, rather politely, said, "It's not something just anyone can do." Well, that was like a red rag to a bull. Megan hissed out that her training regime is just as rigorous as theirs. They replied dismissively that most civilians do think that. Megan threw back a comment about not knowing Sweden even had a military. And this turned the mood somewhat, and Lily's smile went from relaxed to sinister, right before replying that that's because they're good at their job and they don't need to gloat and brag like drunkards like the American soldiers do. Megan shot up and slammed her palms on the table. Lily and Elsa moved just as fast in retaliation. And that, dear listener, is where I joined in. My tone and demeanour seemed to have the desired effect, and all three women sat back down and apologised. But we all knew where this was heading. The tension at the table was so thick you could chew on it. Sure, they tried to make light conversation, but all four of us were thinking the same thing. I can so fucking take them.